Good morning. It's 7:46. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Every spring, third graders in Florida public schools must take and pass a reading exam if they want to be fourth graders the following year. Supporters of the required test say it helps catch struggling readers early before it's too late. But as WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, at least one school district says third grade intervention isn't soon enough.
At Tuttle Elementary School in Sarasota, 6-year-old Andrea Lacona Fuentes spends 30 minutes each school day with Amy Bates, one of the district's reading specialists. Today they sit side by side at a long table facing a large two-way mirror. A microphone sits between them. They're reading about the adventures of a little chimpanzee.
What word is this?
Looked.
And this?
Little.
You know a lot of words. Can you find one more?
Chimp.
Very nice word work.
Yay!
This one-on-one tutoring is part of Reading Recovery. It's a national program that focuses on getting first graders who are behind in reading up to the same level as their classmates. That typically runs from 12 to 20 weeks, depending on a child's progress. Andrea is reading, but writing's a part of her training, too. And about half a dozen teachers on the other side of that two-way mirror are watching Andrea and her tutor.
What sentence would you like to write today?
I was brave.
When were you brave?
Last week.
Shall we write that? Go ahead.
The teachers observing the lesson lean in as trainer Leah McGee breaks it all down.
Okay, tell me about what you think about this writing so far. Anything.
She's rereading.
Mm-hmm. Good. Why is that important?
Because she's children.
It does no good for the teacher to notice the mistakes. It's the child that has to notice.
At the beginning of the school year, Andrea was only able to read simple words that followed a predictable pattern, like cat in the hat. Now she reads close to 70 words. It's a big improvement in just 2 months. And here's why that's important. In first grade, students are learning to read. By the time that test comes around in third grade, educators want to make sure these same children are reading to learn. Sarasota County is the only public school district in Florida offering the program, and it's here only because a local couple pitched the literacy program and agreed to fund a big part of the close to $1.5 million tab. Retirees Linda and Keith Monda first learned about the program when living in Ohio. Keith Monda says if the Sarasota School District was willing to partner, they wanted to make an investment that mattered to children here.
We'll put our money on the table and you put your money on the table and let's see what comes out. And I think a lot of times that makes a big difference. It's not that school systems or not-for-profits are unwilling. They just can't take the risk.
Reading Recovery was introduced in Sarasota County in 2015 at 3 low-income elementary schools. It's now in all 23, and several more donors have since joined the Mondas in supporting the program. And that philanthropic investment in traditional public schools is a contrast to current trends where money is flowing away as part of state tax credit programs. Currently, 17 states, including Florida, allow people and corporations to set aside part of their state tax bill for school voucher scholarship programs. In Florida, many are used for private or charter schools. While Reading Recovery is only available to first graders in Sarasota now, Monda wants to see more donors step up in getting the program in all of the state's public school districts.
We're committed to continuing this here in our county, and we're committed to spreading it throughout the state and finding willing partners who would like to do that.
The full impact of Reading Recovery will be more clear in 2020. That's when all of the first graders in Sarasota who are participating in the program will be third graders, and that's when they'll find out if they pass or fail the state's reading comprehension test. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.